You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Night out, you deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house. Night out, always turning heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do. Normies bore me, you adore me. Guess we both got that in common. Sense ain't common, so our commas. Why the millions are divided? Tell me something, just this one thing. When you're out of those pajamas, are your pillows weeping willows? I can solve that kind of problem. Lean on me, shawty, I can pay your bill with us. Shoulder boulders like it's nothing, juggling our prohibition. If I lick her, it's a liquor guzzle, gallons of elixir, honey. This ain't funny, drowning in the lake of syrup. Listen, winners often whisper, losers seldom silent, huh? Scenic streets, we get no sleep, busy stunting, saying none. Maybe we can rendezvous. I drive a coupe that's made for two, that's me and you. What else is new? You never know what we might do. Night out, you deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house. Night out, always turning heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do.
Perfect. What up, though? Good evening.
I'm used to Crystal saying
good evening. Crystal is out handling business. She is getting people insured, y'all. Life insurance. Make sure you have some life insurance. If you don't, check out my girl, Chrissy Mack. Tonight, I'm doing closet conversation. I need you to join in. Come on.
Closet conversation.
You need a bass in there. Huh?
Let's try that again. Closet conversation.
No, I had to add a bass to that.
So, yes, I hope Chrissy is able to make it. But if not, the show must go on. I am Berkeley. And I'm always chewing gum. That's probably so ghetto, but who cares? It's my shit. Anyway, this is an unfiltered podcast, so you're able to curse if you like to.
Okay. Bailey, don't watch this.
Oh, Bailey.
No, I'm just talking.
Oh, her teacher. This is Miss Banks outside of work. But anyway, tonight I am highlighting Detroit's finest. As an entrepreneur, I love to put entrepreneurs in the spotlight. To my left... Ooh, sexy white boy who liked the white boys. Let's go. This is James. Do you have an AKA? Should I put your full name out there?
No,
James. We're just going to do it. James Robinson. James the printer. You may know him. If not, you should. He is the owner of...
Robertson Custom Apparel.
I was about to change it up. Okay, Robertson Custom Apparel. And y'all, he does some dope shit. You know, my only rock designer, Berkeley, my Berkeley signature, my son's line. He is dope as F. So, see, I'm over here trying not to cuss. To his left, we have Duke of Detroit Music Capital.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, shit. We got some, what, production, some producing, some record label type shit, or everything?
Everything. I'm still trying to figure out how I even got on your show.
Duke is are you a manager of a few local artists, or
I do some business management.
Okay,
business. I kind of like help you get your money right.
Oh, get your money right. He has some artists. Can I shout them out? No?
I mean, yeah
it's cool. Okay. Molly Brazy, if you know who she is, doing big things across the world, I guess. She has like over a million followers. And Day Day Badass, who again is doing her damn thing. And I hear her on the radio, like, what is it, the car thing or?
411 Pain.
Yep, 411 Pain. Yes. What up, Day Day? What up, Molly?
Everybody kids hooked up. Okay. Hooked on that.
Yes, I love them both. And across from me, I have Jelly. Or
I'm Dayshawn these days.
Oh, Dayshawn. I'm sorry.
Not messing with you.
Oh, shit. Dayshawn, and as you see, his t-shirt says Walk Fashion Show.
Yeah, we always branded.
This is the mastermind behind Walk Fashion Show. I had the opportunity to showcase my clothes, what, two times? It was like in the beginning, and it was great. Or I don't know, it was the beginning for me because I just moved back from Detroit.
Okay. Yeah.
Just kidding, but that shit was live.
It's the middle.
It's the middle. It was the middle. It was the middle. But right now, he needs security. This security or not? Oh, no, this ain't security. It's Corey.
A little bit of everything. It's Corey.
Okay,
yes.
Corey, what do you do?
I do production, a little bit of, a lot of stuff for Walk Fashion Show, one of the greatest fashion shows around.
Ooh, so is it something like Ebony Fashion Fair? Like, give us like the.
Yeah, it's like.
What is it like?
Like what?
I work for Ebony, so I'm trying to, you know, connect the dots.
To be honest, you know, take a lot of you know, energy from all the stuff that I came from, you know, from Ebony Fashion Fair, even from, you know, the hair show world when I was working with Kusi, traveling to New York Fashion Week, seeing some, you know, really the polished, high end, big budget shows, and just. And then you put your own sauce on it, and you get walk, shake it all up.
Yeah, it's dripping, honey. It's
shake
saucy,
it all up, and you
okay?
get walk. You know, so yeah, just traveling the country, putting that stage for independent artists all over the world.
We love that.
From Detroit.
May 26th.
May 26th. We right here.
We back home.
We on the road so much, I forget.
Where we
Detroit.
At?
We're at the Charles H. Wright Museum. Ooh. So that was the birthplace of walk. Honestly, So after this year 12.
Okay.
So we doubling back. We going back to the Charles H. Wright. But we're gonna do it outside though. So we can't quite fit.
It's not raining.
We can't. It's gonna be 80 and sunny.
Oh. You know this, right?
Yeah, we're gonna put it out there, right?
Okay. We in Michigan.
80 and sunny, y'all. So be out.
The more we say it, the more we say it. So, but yeah. No. So we gonna do it outside. You know, we kind of outgrew the inside, which is a beautiful. I mean, growth is good. But we going back home. I mean, the Charles H. Wright that was the first. Large venue that accepted us. I mean, we were doing nightclubs and bouncing around different places. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember being intimidated to go and talk to the meeting we had at the Charlie's.
Wait, let's wait on that because this is inspiration.
So now we back. So yes. Yeah, we here. Walk
and
fast
if show. Anybody with you that's hosting, because she's like my third time in a row guest. Like tonight, she's like holding down. Hey,
I'm here. So what's up, you guys? I'm Latrice Delgado, make a celebrity wardrobe stylist and creator director at the Styling Closet. Ooh. You also see me on Fox 2, live in the D, everywhere, CNN, everything. So I do a lot of styling. I style for everybody. I've been styling for 20 years. I style for Busta Rhymes, Jagged Edge, Eminem. The list goes on. But, you know.
So you started styling when you were 7?
Look, yes.
Ain't that old?
Yeah, ain't that old, though. But I'm styling. I'm hosting with my co-host, Marv Neal. I'm sorry.
Marv Neal,
the Walk Fashion Show. May 26th, we're going to be. We about to bring the fire.
How many outfit changes this time?
I'm not gonna say how many outfits just yet, because I gotta make sure I got all my outfits together. So we're gonna keep that as a surprise, and then we're gonna come out. We're gonna kill it. Walk Fashion Show, May 26th.
Ooh, I'm loving it. Sorry, I can't answer phone from jail right now. What up, though? But anyway, I know, right? My life. Okay, so yeah. As entrepreneurs, I love how you started, like, being intimidated to walk into the room. Like, you know, I'm about empowering others. Working a 9-to-5, even though, you know, that's a way to hustle and get money, but you can also branch out and start your own. So, as you all being entrepreneurs, what were your steps? You said that you were initially scared to sit with the big dogs or meet with them or ask how much or can I have my show here? Like, what gave you that courage? What led up to that?
For me personally, was getting comfortable and perfecting my craft first. Mm. So I felt like it was certain people that I wanted to work with. I mean, not just because you're here, but I wanted to work with Latrice and Marv and some other people in the city. But and then I wanted to attract sponsorship and partnership with other people. However, I felt like we had to be ready first. So you only get one time to give a first impression.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, one thing, people really don't care if it's your first one. Mm-mm. And that's one thing I learned. I mean, one thing, big pet peeve in me is when you go to a show and they're like, this is my first one, bear with me. And, well, that wasn't my first dime that I spent to buy the ticket. And, you know, it wasn't free. Mm-hmm. So people really don't care about the excuse. They care about the result. So,
absolutely.
So part of our goal is just to get the product right. And then once we've figured out how to get it right. And then we can attract the people that we wanted to attract. So it was a lot of trial and error. I mean, it's 12 years of the show. And it hasn't always been where it is now. I mean, we bumped our head a lot. I mean, you know, it's been some, I'm sure some people could tell you some walk stories, but I can tell you now, you know, in these last 5-6 years, we've been one of the leading independent shows in the world, not just in Detroit, but all over the country. Ranked,
I love it.
The top was the second biggest independent show in New York Fashion Week this year. You know, so we experienced a lot of growth, but it came from, you know, doing, you know, so a lot of people, going
to other cities, people actually support you.
Oh yeah, it definitely supports you. And then coming from Detroit, if you can get through this thing,
hell yeah,
you run through this gauntlet. I mean, it prepares you. So, mm-hmm. I mean, every now and then, I love my city or thanks my city. It's really me subliminally saying like, y'all, thanks for the tough love, because Detroit don't have no shame telling you.
Hell
no, don't have no shame telling you how bad you are, how good you know. Yeah. You know how good you are. Part come a little harder, but they don't have no shame telling you what you need to work on. And I thank Detroit for making us who we are, because when we go to other cities, I'm telling you, it's definitely easier than home.
That's real.
Yeah, but again, I love my city.
So how does that go? Like, I know it's a lot of people that, you know, are trying to do fashion shows. You don't have to give all your secrets, because I know that's your secrets, and I'm sure the first show wasn't like packed, because I've done a fashion show like, oh damn, everybody didn't really show.
Well, you know what? They all was packed. They just, some of them was lit. You know, like, and I don't think that's not what you want your fashion. You don't really want your fashion show to be lit. You know?
Okay, I get it. We kind of was like, is it a fashion show?
Yeah, or a party. You know, so we always had people, but was it for the right reason? Were we showcasing? Can you remember any of the designers from those shows?
Exactly.
No, you can't. You know, so you know that's the shift. The shift has been is that if you like fashion and you really love, you know, clothes, and you like design, you know, working with independent designers that's talented, seeing who's next, then you like walk. But if you coming to turn up and get live, then it's not the event for you. It's, you know, this is a fashion show.
It's a fashion show. It's about the fashion, y'all. It ain't a party. It might be some booze in the building, but don't come for the booze.
When we got after party, we'll have after party.
Oh, okay. So, I love it. It's separate, though.
Yeah.
James.
What's going on?
How long have you been in the business? I know, again, because I'm into fashion, this just comes so easily. I just love conversations about this. Like, what is your story? How did you get into screen printing?
I'm a third generation printer.
Mm.
My grandfather was a printer. My mother was a printer. So it's just kind of...
saw them printing like, I want to do this shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
A bit closer to the mic, please.
Oh, yeah. So basically, since I was a kid.
Okay.
So, printing, dye sublimation, direct to garment, old-fashioned screen printing, you know. Most cost-efficient way, you know.
Okay. Print. I love it. Which one do I like? I like old-fashioned screen printing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most cost-efficient way.
That's not... It's the cost-efficient way. Do you hear it? Cost-efficient way. So if you're trying to get your brand going, check out James Robertson Custom Apparel. And where are you located?
10 and Ryan.
We'll get you his information, because he's not very internet savvy at this point.
No social media platform.
Oh, social media, excuse me. I'll be his hype woman.
How do you have a business without social media?
You know, I'm real underground, word of mouth, worked with a lot of artists. You know, I just kind of keep it real, down low, and it works out for me. And I do good work. So
he does.
And that's what counts.
He does. Yeah. I love him. My favorite white boy.
Well, I'm Scottish.
Excuse me. Scottish boy.
It's a Crayola color.
So what brought you into music, Duke, down at the end?
Grew up in a record store.
Oh, I love it. So you see the thing. I mean, Jelly, did you grow up in fashion? Were you inspired by that?
I'm from the hood.
Oh.
Grew up on the streets. Nice, no, I just like nice stuff.
Okay.
I know what good look like.
Okay.
It was still pretty fashionable.
Okay. Yeah, we were sweet.
Okay. So you grew up in a record store. What's the name of the record store? Is it something that's
Music Room. It was on Dexter.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. My old man had a recording studio in there. You know, back in the day, they was burning incense, smoking weed, you know. that kind of atmosphere. And then, like him, I'm a third generation hustler.
Nice.
So, I come from the hood. The music was just, you know. And then we created, like, the whole look just by being us growing up and being from Detroit and being everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everything you see now, 90% of it come from us.
Okay.
It's the 10% started in New York with the hip hop.
Right.
Then it was the Detroit guys. Because one thing we had, the other guys didn't. We had money and nice cars, and we were everywhere. I mean, I'm, you know,
right?
Because I'm part of the culture.
Right.
I'm from that culture, so I'm hip.
He's hip. So yeah. You saw it, and you was like, "This is what I want to do."
No, I created it.
Okay.
I didn't see it. No, it was us. Like,
but I mean, for the music thing, you said growing up in
every rapper you see was living the lifestyle and borrowing our chains and our cars and.
Oh.
Back then, you know what I'm saying?
Back then.
Oh, way back then. Don't let me start picking out jewelry. No. I'm joking.
You saw him, that was my piece. I love it.
No, I'm joking, but I'm not joking. I wouldn't pick nothing out. But yeah, like, we created a whole wave. Like, we stopped them from wearing big clothes. Like, they see us come to events. We all tailored, you know, put together. Our jewelry was real.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Wearing fake shit.
I mean, most rappers started off fake.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hustle. You fake it till you make it. Like, I ain't knocking them out. I love it. Mm-hmm. I watch. I can name 100 of them. Like, but I can't do that on air. Okay. Like, I can't. You know,
right.
You can't do that. Yeah, but I've been around. I've been around it in the background like forever. So now I just was like, I had a few people pushing me.
Okay.
Like, stop. You know.
Being in the streets?
No, being in the front of the music, still behind it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like investing in everybody without nobody knowing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's
with the
where
two
I came.
Young ladies, how did we get them?
Well, Molly, that's my partner's actual artist. I help him with everything.
Right? Okay.
Like he came into the artistry. I wanted to come into the producing, so he helped me with that, and I help him with that.
Okay.
Day-Day, I'm more like, just like chased her down and was like, "You should rap." She was like, "I'm already rapping." I was like, "I seen the video." I met her through somebody, and I just was like, "Let me take you
under my wing, show you how to do it,
and take you to some out of Detroit,
right?
Show you like,
right?
Because it's a whole nother side of the music that nobody around here. Few people they starting to see it, but they didn't even know it exists. So nice. I was showing like I took her to our first trip, I took it to South by Southwest.
Oh,
because we had some.
That's in what, Texas, right?
Yeah, we had some big stages down there, Audio Mac stage, and like I took her to Rolling Loud. We had a set there, a big set at Rolling Loud. I took her to the EST Festival. I just was taking her around and showing her, you know,
like his music outside of Detroit.
Then I took her to work with some of my partners down, and they based in Atlanta, but they from different places. They got like a whole production group called Winter Circle.
Okay.
So we started, like I said, that's who signed Molly.
Oh, okay.
And then me and him partnered and signed Rokane.
Who was that?
He artist from here, yeah.
Okay.
So we just been working together, and then we came up with the Detroit Music Capital. He kept helping come up with that because it's money for music, basically.
Okay.
Capital. Meaning money.
Okay.
So I buy publishing. I got a publishing company. I pay for your production. Like, I invest in you. And I show you how to do your business right.
Okay.
Like, I'm not the favorite around here. Because I'm a little uncut. And then, you know, and I ain't trying to cheat nobody out their bankroll. Like, in order to get my own money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you notice, majority of the people around here that had deals, you see they fell out with their artists. And everybody want to kill each other. And shot the, you know. And that's because, you know, y'all beating them people out their money and they don't. And that's where me and my people came in at.
Okay.
Everybody come to me, I get you out the bad contracts.
Okay.
I know how to do that. I can get you out of any bad contract.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Detroit's finest. I love it. What up, what up, what up, what up, though? We're on Closet Conversation. So, Latrice, how did you get into fashion? I don't know if we really got into that. I mean, you're a damn celebrity. Like,
this is
like,
my story. Everybody got a story, so let me tell you my story. So, I knew at a very young age, you know, my grandmother was a seamstress and my grandmother was a model.
Okay.
But that's not how I got in. You know, Faith the Funk at Michigan State.
Oh, man.
Okay, I auditioned for that, and I, we won. So, this group called... UNV. Y'all remember that group? UNV. Yeah. Something's going on.
Anyway,
so they, they're the ones who, that group right there, have they found me. They was asking, you know, who created the styles and everything on the group. And I told them that I created the whole styles and image of the group. And they asked me to come on the 35 States tour with them. And I went on a 35 State tour. Nice. That's how I got connected with Eminem, Jagged Edge, 112, the whole, you know, industry, whatever. And I've been styling for every celebrity since then, but I never called myself the celebrity stylist until now. Mm. Like, I was just working with celebrities, and then, you know, I didn't really care because I'm not a name dropper.
Right.
But then I said, I'm going to name drop this year because I want people to understand that I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'm not one of those stylists who style off a mannequin. I actually create the look.
Okay.
So I create the look and create the whole image of the styles and the guys and the women's. And I have 35 stores that I am connected, well connected with. Neiman Marcus, Saks, Gucci, everybody in Somerset Collections know me.
Ooh.
So it's like, if you want a pour, if you need a, like a rapper needs Gucci or Louis Vuitton, I am that girl to go to. Everybody know I'm that girl to go to. And I've been styling ever since then.
I need your card.
Love it.
I need y'all all though. I got an event coming up, August the 10th and 11th. I'm throwing the I'm throwing like a music festival up at the Detroit City Airport.
Oh,
in the hangar.
To fly out of there.
That's dope.
Back in the day.
So I need this support. I'm doing this because I'm not doing it for the money. Because I'm gonna make some money. Like I'm concentrating on like bringing things that we never had. I'm gonna bring real music execs, like the real Skinny Jean guys, and
Can people go there and like audition?
Well,
or?
No, I'm not go there and audition. Okay. I got some you can get on to get to that, but I got like artists coming from basically, I want to say, from around the world.
Okay,
probably got like 60 already.
Okay,
I'm gonna do it for 2 days.
Nice,
1 to 10.
So we could pay for one day and come back the next day?
Well, y'all ain't got to pay for nothing.
Oh, shit.
Celebrities.
We
y'all,
in there.
Y'all celebrities. Y'all drinks on the house.
Hey, sweet.
No better drink.
I know.
Look, speaking of event, though, I have an event next week I would love for you all to come to. I'm doing an event at Versace at Somerset Collections. Ooh. I'm introducing their new sneaker line. I want you guys to all come. Myself and Ludacris' wife, we introducing it, a whole new sneaker line, and I'm giving a donation. You can. I'm donating 10 grand to Carmotto's breast cancer for research.
Love it.
So we're going to do that, and so I want you all to come on.
Thank you for having me.
I'm coming.
No. Yeah, I need you there. I want you there.
Be in the building. It is an event with a good cause.
A good cause.
You got to support businesses like that. So,
What day? I'm sorry. What day is that?
That's next Thursday. That's May 30th.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll be in Miami, but I'll be there
I know.
In spirit.
So mad.
Birthday, 38 year old.
South Beach.
South Beach. Brown bunny, when I come back.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe y'all. So, let's see. It is Closet Conversations. This is when Crystal usually pops in with a...
Where'd you come up with that name?
Closet Conversations?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Berkeley's Closet. My vision is obviously to have, how can we do this? A closet full of Berkeley, in which I have, and I want everybody else to have a closet full of Berkeley. So I took that closet part and then conversations, because it's all still talking, you know, when
gotcha.
With the K and yeah. Somebody actually thought that they asked my the owner here. He was like, KK, I thought y'all didn't have any like racial whatever. Like, these are black girls that got these names. And Closet was the stuff with the case. I was like, I think it was three. But anyway, yeah. Moving forward. I was like, I didn't think about that when I did it, but whatever. Closet Conversations. We want to talk about things that perhaps you don't necessarily bring to the table, or you know, you may discuss with your homeboys, but
gotcha.
You know, you may be in a room full of strangers, in which you are, and be like, oh, let's bring this up. So yeah, we talk about sex, like,
oh yeah, that was a topic last week.
yeah the ladies, they definitely sex. Said that. That was pretty cool. So we get off topic but still stay on topic, if that makes sense. Family, how do you juggle? I know you've said this before, but coming from you, I'm like, you got girls. I'm like, is he trying for a boy? Like, good night. Do you want a boy?
Had a whole beauty
what
pageant.
Is it? What is it? What
I'm a girl
it?
Maker. They say the man make the girl, right?
Oh, Y'all heard that if you're being submissive, then yeah. you get the girl.
If you ask all the old heads, to tell you.
If the woman does.
Men make girls.
Really?
Yeah, and then, you know, if you keep your socks on, you can get a boy.
My shit ain't happen like that.
That's what it is. I don't know, man. So I got to keep my socks on if I want a boy.
Half and half?
And 10 grandbabies.
You had your socks on, and then you took your socks off.
At 10 grandbabies.
Okay. Ooh.
Sheesh.
Yeah. You old enough to be somebody's granddaddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my oldest is 32.
Oh, wow.
Good grief.
Damn, you this look
my,
good.
This is my real cousin. I ain't know.
Right. Black belt crack, for real. Yeah, damn, 32. You're almost my damn age.
That's it. We about
what
five.
I know, right? Hey, daddy.
And still stripping.
Y'all probably right, though. I made my two boys on the bottom.
On the bottom?
There it is.
Yeah, right. That's what I heard.
Yeah, the woman made that.
Yeah. You better be submissive so you can get a girl. Yeah. Or wait, is it aggressive or, well, yeah. I don't know. Wait, which one is it? Yeah, the woman has to be submissive.
So socks on.
Yeah,
so
socks on. Make sure you have your socks
that's
on.
That's in a Juicy J song.
Is it?
Yeah. Keep your socks on. Fucking bitches from the back with my socks on. Yeah, I don't really listen to the words.
This is why he's like,
that's my 3-6 mafia days.
That's funny.
What up, Diamond? I'm here not by myself, but I'm hosting. I think I'm doing okay.
You're doing good.
Like you did this before.
Thank you. All right, you talked about challenges. I guess 3 words of wisdom for, say, someone that wants to be a model or produce shows or, you know what I'm saying? That wants to be in the music industry, that wants to start their own business. Because there's a lot of people doing screen printing and, you know, shit that don't look like yours. You know what I'm saying? But I guess it's baby steps to get to where you are. So I guess 3 words of wisdom for perhaps somebody that is trying to be in the industry that you are in. Because, again, I have a room full of, I consider, Detroit's finest. You know what I'm saying? What do you think?
Just 3 words?
It could be 5.
Dedication.
Yes.
Creativity.
Okay.
Stay focused.
You know, cool.
Don't get too ahead of yourself. Just one day at a time.
Yeah.
You know, stay at it.
I love
it. Grind. Don't make excuses, you know.
I make
victor mentality over victim mentality all day. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it.
I have a lot of, like, excuses sometimes. I'm just like, Jesse, get your ass up and sell something. You know,
stay positive. I'd rather be optimistic and wrong than pessimistic and right, you know?
I just love that.
I look at things like that, you know?
I love it.
Stay positive.
I love it. Music exec, what do you think?
Tough skin.
Tough skin.
Got to have tough skin. This is a shady business.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of sharks
and
leopard seals floating in the water.
Oh, shit.
Very shallow water.
Yeah, so you gotta come out the house like orca. Like you can't come out, you know what I mean? Be a perch if you want to.
Man.
Perch.
Yeah. Or be in somebody's skillet.
Okay, get eaten. Corey, production. Behind the scenes, making the shit happen.
Stay motivated, dedication, strong work ethic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to say passion.
Passion.
Faith. Humility.
Yeah.
Those are my 3.
I love it.
Look, I would say all of them, but mine, you have to be very consistent. Mm-hmm. You have to be consistent. Don't stop. Keep going. Don't take no as an answer and love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Yes. Find those that support you.
Definitely.
So I'm like, it's a lot of people like, yeah, girl, I'll buy a t-shirt. Look at those that are really purchasing.
I got a t-shirt, though.
Yes, she does. She has a bodysuit. Yeah, she got a bodysuit back out.
My whole summer dedicated to wearing only clothes from designers that work with Walk.
I got Well, I've worked with Walk. Will that work?
Berkeley. Give me a 2X. I could wear 2X now, so give me a 2X.
Oh, let's go.
Drop 30 on y'all. Yes. Drop 30 on y'all. Shirt off by Art Basil.
I see. I gotta get y'all connected. Absolutely. I got you. Here I go. You know, I always want to ask something freaky like, Oh, sorry. This closet conversation right. is where it goes.
That's what the closet means. That's what the closet means.
Come on out of there.
Closet freak.
Cheers. Cheers. Like, you know, I can't, it's limited questions for you.
Sex
but you
is natural.
I'm yeah, who quiet. Said that? You
sex
are right.
Sex is natural.
Quiet.
Right. There's
a bunch of guys in here. You never know. I already told you what I like.
Watched the show from 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I know. Here you go. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. So do we like freaks or not?
Who don't like freaks?
They like freaks.
It depends on what kind of freaky I guess.
Y'all like you know? Freaks.
I mean,
I'm selfish.
Though. I'm a little freaky, but I don't like freak freaks.
No. What's a freak
that's
freak?
A different old nasty freak. I guess.
Sorry, Randy. Randy, I see how we just switched the conversation.
Adjective.
Shout out to Randy over here. So wait, what's too freaky? What's too freaky?
Well, not too
I don't
freaky,
think it's no a... such thing when it's just y'all. It's just, my only problem is. I just don't want to know that you freaky with somebody else like this.
Okay. Well, I mean, an experienced freak.
Yeah.
You want to break them in. You want to break the freak.
Yeah. We can do it. We can have all the experiences we want.
I wouldn't say
together.
Too nasty. I'm like a dirty freak.
A dirty freak.
Together. I just don't want nobody else, you know, being able to chime in. Like, yeah, she did that too.
Oh,
Will.
She said
yes. That's what I got to talk about.
Can we get some new experiences together?
Girls don't do that. Did we talk about that?
What?
Yes.
Like, he gave us some good head, girl. Did we do that?
Yes, y'all do.
I don't know what we do.
I ain't a kiss.
Y'all gotta
listen to me. I ain't a kiss to tell it either. So whatever I do, I do.
If
you know what I mean? So.
Hey girl,
kiss and telling is whack. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
That's
whack.
It's not kiss and telling; it's bragging.
Bragging is whack.
That's whack too.
So bragging
I mean,
gets you in trouble.
I like,
but if
to me,
bad as telling.
I feel like y'all together, y'all do whatever you're supposed to do to please each other. So I don't think those experiences should be shared, whether we beefing or not beefing.
No, I'm gonna tell you what I like.
You going out?
I'm gonna tell
I got
you what
a
I like.
No,
I'm gonna tell the dude what I like.
Please do.
I'm gonna tell somebody what I like.
You supposed? Yeah.
I mean,
and share those. And just know that in the moment y'all shared it. But like when it's done, like even my homeboys, I don't want to hear nothing bad about that girl. That's whack to me because you ain't gonna tell me what you did.
That was high school.
Like like what we do.
So most men don't do that for real.
We don't do that.
I mean, not grown up.
Not men.
Not me.
Not grown up.
I mean, you know,
I assume y'all should have did it. Like you
did. I must be drunk all the time.
I love drunk. Yeah. Like, girl, he got me some good head. I mean,
but these are bad stories, definitely. Yeah.
You keep sharing those stories with your girl, and she gonna be with him. Go ahead and advertise me.
Shout out.
You gonna look up? He gonna be with her. He gonna be snapping with her. You shouldn't have told him.
Get my life together.
Yeah. Say that again.
That's why I had to get my life together.
What does that mean? You got one freak?
What he said, and I used to love nasty freaks. I can't help it.
What are nasty freaks?
Please.
Are them the girls who don't have good draws? What is it?
No, I didn't say dirty.
Okay, I'm like, okay, nasty. Okay, nasty.
Dirty and nasty is two different things.
Okay. That's, I don't know.
The difference I was making. I mean, I hope everybody ain't listening, but, you know, both of us might want to spit on it or something. You know?
Both of them.
Yeah.
No, both of them. Me and her might want to spit on it.
Right.
Get it together, you know?
I don't like the spit that makes that sound.
I'm not like that.
We'll make it sound however you want it to sound. No. I'll let it run off my tongue if that's what you want, but let's just keep it wet.
Oh, gosh. For sure.
There I go. Jay, he's like, okay. You agreeing?
Nah, I'm just paying attention.
He's just listening.
He's like, yeah, yeah. You know, the stuff's live. You know, I gotta be careful.
Yes,
I just think you know you get somebody you know whatever it takes to please your mate. You know,
I'm talking about the past.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. You know. I just brought it back.
Okay. Cool. But everybody's goal is like, are you married, sir?
I was.
Oh shit.
Happily divorced.
Turn up.
He looked so happy to
turn up.
Corey is single. Are we married, single, in a relationship?
I'm not married.
Okay, let me drink to that.
I'm not married. I've never
right,
been
that's
married.
Your tea.
I've never been married, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely. I mean, you know, so what do you say, you know? I'm 43. Do I say I got a girlfriend? Or do I say I'm exclusively dating? Like, for me, I just feel like if you're not married, then technically you're single, but you can,
I think the same thing.
You know
thing,
what I'm saying? Because I think at 43, they'd be like, hey, this is my girlfriend. Look, it's a little childish. But I do think if two people come together and say they're exclusively dating and y'all have a arrangement that y'all not seeing other people, that's cool. But I just...
Are you exclusively dating?
Absolutely. I just can't say...
What the hell happened to my thing? Somebody put the ear up like...
You know, I'm grown out here. I can't be like, this is my girlfriend.
He's exclusively dating.
My daughter got a... You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah, I did.
You know what I'm talking about? This is my girlfriend. Hey, mine, this is my girlfriend. I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? I'm 43 years old with a girlfriend. Like, that's not cool.
If I was dating, I'd probably say this guy I'm dating.
Someone I'm dating. I'm exclusively dating. You know, we had an arrangement that we not seeing other people. That's cool.
You don't go out dates with other people?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No, I'm a caker. I'm a 100% caker. You
ain't got time.
You got me.
When's your birthday?
August 25th. I'm a Virgo.
Oh, that's why.
I'm super caker.
That's
like,
my son.
Like, I love caking. Like that's why I don't want to date no freak, because I want to cake. You can't cake with a freak, man. That's oxymoron.
Stop being so biased.
You can cake with a freak?
Yes, you can cake with a freak.
Are you exclusive or are you single? Or are you married?
I'm about to get married.
Are you?
I used to do a lot of freaking, though.
I used to do a lot of
catch him in a week. You got a week to get out.
Catch him in a week. Are they questioning about
me?
Hey. I'm not flirting. I'm talking. We on closet conversation.
We're closet
I'm
closet.
Talking about shit we used to do in the closet.
2Ks.
Yeah, we used to
I used to be stuck to a girl.
Really? Stuck to her?
Literally.
Like a dog?
That's it.
You're not catching on, are you, Jesse?
I'm not. I'm lost.
I caught it.
I'm single.
I caught it.
I'm single.
You don't have no boyfriend?
Oh, man.
It's a girl.
I don't have a boyfriend.
She might be a freak. No.
Stop. Not really, Daddy. Here we go. All right, I'm talking to my real daddy. Like, just in case you're tuning in, Dad. I'm not. I'm a very good girl.
You should be out.
Is a good one.
I'm a good
what about you, James? Are we single?
Single.
Do you want a black girl? Because it's
open
a black girl down here. Ooh.
I love all women.
He probably
Ooh.
Already
Who doesn't?
Got a you know? Black girl.
He want a black girl with a nice booty.
It's not going to tell y'all.
Yeah. I can't lie. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So we single?
Yeah, single.
Okay. He said it
single.
Twice. Okay.
Yeah, he
date black women.
I'm open to anything.
Yeah. Have you ever dated a black woman?
Depends how you know.
You date.
Term dating, I guess.
Yeah. Have you ever fucked a black girl?
Yeah. I'm on the ethnic challenge. Very diverse in the sex game.
I didn't think color mattered. I thought yeah, she was a girl.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, sorry.
Women are just beautiful. Like,
100%.
When it comes
nothing
to,
better.
Like, we could get... We can get racist on a whole bunch of shit, but when we talking about women,
right?
No,
they just beautiful. It's just like, hopefully she purple. You remember mm-hmm. Captain Kirk? He was fucking with one eye,
right. Three ears.
Green. He was on set time, but she was built like you feel me.
Oh, yeah.
She built like Titty's ass like never before. Like I'm gonna hit the green
it
bitch
was
too.
Purple,
like
right.
You feel me? I'm hitting her too.
Rock with the green lady.
Like I'm gonna close your one eye. I'm gonna put a blindfold over your one eye. Like you scared me. Let me stop.
Okay, so we got James that is single. Hey, y'all. Entrepreneur, screen printing. Probably get your screen printing done for free almost. Yeah. We got Corey over here.
I'm willing to get worked out here.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just kidding.
We got Corey over here, production director. Maybe you could get your model on or your fashion design on, depending on what he says. But what they come up with. They single. You got about a week, 7 to 10 days to get with this one. he out here.
No. Don't let her tell you.
He's about to get married.
We'll respect the engagement. We'll respect the engagement. But cool dudes. Yay. Love it. What time we got? Damn, we got like 10 minutes. Ooh.
We can talk.
Yes.
I'm enjoying these minutes.
Yeah, so, okay, I'll just say this because I don't like to put out names even though this is Closet Conversations. I had a conversation with someone before and I'd ask like, well, how come? What up, though? You've tuned in to Closet Conversations. Why is it so hard for, that's my favorite, Scottish boy. What are you again? Polish, Scottish.
Scottish.
Yeah. I think
Robertson,
I got
Robertson clan.
I think I got some Scottish.
Dates back
in my,
to Edinburgh.
Yeah, I think I got some Scottish in my genealogy or whatever you call it.
Is
yeah,
Tito's
I think
in
so. Mm-hmm. Tito's. Oh, no, that's just lemonade. Yeah. Tito's, right? Or is it done?
Ooh, it tastes like it was Tito's in there.
Oh,
that killed it. Right.
This is that James. So, switch it over.
I know I had a question about, like, well, how come, you know, there are a lot of, not to say a lot of black women that aren't married, because being single, just finding, like, that right person or whatever. I know someone that brought up, I don't know. Or, what was the example? Being in a relationship, like, say, for instance, like a celebrity
or a beta male,
a celebrity or a basketball player or something like that, like, how come the men, that Aisha Curry that just popped in my mind too, but how come the men, you know, are with this black woman, you know, until they make it and then drop them and go with somebody else. And then that has like some type of, you know, stigma on us. And we, you know, look at men a little differently. So with your successes.
Can I comment?
Sure.
I don't think that's all the way true. They date what's around. Ain't no bunch of rich black girls or a bunch of black girls around this new atmosphere nowhere. It's not, how many of it is? It's 13% of it. So when you go to that atmosphere, you got one black girl, 18 white girls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a white girl too.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah, like more of them hollering at me. I got, this is my options for real. Like
he's making a good
once,
point.
And then
actually.
Once again, it ain't about her color no more. It's about how she treat me.
Mm-hmm. The higher end parties, the yacht parties, the big exclusive stuff. You're gonna have probably more, you know, white women.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
And who willing to take?
Unless we go down to our marina, and then
shout out to King's Marina.
Yeah,
hey,
next though, you know,
I think
so.
Personally, I just think men have more options.
Okay,
women, we fall in love kind of quickly and emotionally.
Give me some good dick. I'm like,
right,
you
get
today?
Some good dick, and you don't know how to leave that dude alone. Exactly. Yeah. So we more like a. We more emotional, so we go off emotions. Guys,
absolutely.
They go off their head, so they got options.
Most definitely.
They got that Kim Kardashian.
We don't gotta like you. We don't even.
Yeah,
we don't
everything.
Even gotta know your name.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, honestly, if you've been in that world,
sorry.
It's been plenty of people you probably didn't even know their name, and as a man that you deal with. But if you're dealing with a woman with some type of world, she just not. Banging no dude that she don't know, you know, so she gonna have some type of morality to it. It's gonna be some you know, emotions dealt in with her sex. Like I said,
I didn't use
the old me, man, no, so we can go out tonight and meet somebody at Harry's, and you know, tomorrow, then I may never know her name again,
never even try to call her.
Yeah, like where a woman, like, you gotta work up to that. That's why I think. Nah, I know. That's why guys take it so hard when they girl cheat versus when the guy cheat. Mm. Because the guy know your girl really like that dude. Mm. She ain't just bang no dude. Like, even if your girl, if your girl mad at you right today and she saw you cheat, she not gonna have sex with another guy. He had to work on that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So that means
he planned it.
When she cheated, she like him.
And there's some work involved.
That's why we mad. We mad.
Romance going on.
We mad because they spooned. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they been spooning. It took a minute. It's like,
remember how long it took you to hit?
It took me a long time to hit. So I know he been working on this thing for 2 months.
But that's the thing, though. For women, I think. Women, it's easier for them to cheat and not get away with it. Men do it sloppier.
Because men just don't care.
Women can get away with it.
Really don't mean nothing.
Men are programmed to fuck 80% of women.
Period.
Women can get away with it more than guys.
Men are programmed to fuck 80% of women.
That's right.
Yeah. 8 out of 10. Yeah.
And then we don't.
Women is about 3 out of 10.
And then y'all understand. And then women always want to try to make a man ready. We ready when we ready. You can't make a man might be ready when he's 18. He might be ready when he's 88. Like, you can't make that man ready to marry you. You can't prep him. Y'all always want to try to
Look,
force I think we come with mold.
I met my husband one day. I told him the next day, we about to get married, bro. And we got married 6 months later.
But he was ready. He was ready.
She met him at the right time.
We've been married for
10
years.
But, no, and they happily married. They have a beautiful, you know, thing they got.
Absolutely.
But that's not it. Write a book. Write a book. But you can't make a man ready. That man has to be it don't matter who the woman is. I mean, Beyonce got cheated on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I said that.
You before. Can look in the mirror and be like, Beyonce got cheated. You know what I'm saying? We all sit here and be like, I never cheat on Beyonce. And we mess with a rat at Onyx. We'd be at Onyx. We'd be at Onyx right now. Like, oh, don't let B see this. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm not ready. But when I'm ready, I'm not gonna see nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Like your husband don't see.
No,
she's solid to me.
Her body's.
No, we gotta have another show for that. I'm a bee fan. I'm in the beehive. I'm all man, but I'm in the beehive. Don't you talk about Beyonce? No,
I can't even be mad for wanting to get some from Jessica Rabbit.
I heard it was a white girl that was a host at Oak or whatever.
It don't matter where she.
But
from.
Anyway.
When that man ain't ready, that man ain't ready.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody got to understand.
Boom.
That's it. That's it. When he ready, he ready. When he ready, he gonna love you to death.
So quickly, we have like 7 minutes. I know the Aisha Curry thing. I don't even know. She was on Red Table Talk. Shout out to Jada Pinkett Smith. I love you. But anyway, yeah, she said something about dudes not being in her DM or not feeling like she is, I don't know what,
they know
sexy
they not about
or,
to get no.
That's what, like, you present yourself like a wife. You know what I'm saying?
Disrespectful is that to Steph Curry?
That's what I said. I mean, yeah. That's what
Jesus,
I said.
Jesus, please.
Steph, you can
I didn't take it like that.
That's how I look at it.
I took it like that.
I didn't take it like
but
that.
But I get what she's saying, though. No.
Somebody said to
but
me,
that,
well,
I get what she's saying, so it's a pro and a con to it, right?
No one's ever in your DM, but you don't present
it. I got plenty of niggas in my DM. But the thing is, with her is she's so sophisticated, right? So she got this fairy tale wedding where nobody want to mess with a girl
high
like
profile.
That. Nobody want to mess with a church girl. You know what I'm saying? But they're not gonna mess with her. They want a freak,
right?
And that
so
go
that's
back
the thing
to
with her.
That go back to what we said though. Like the woman not gonna if she cheated, it's gonna be like how when Shaq white cheated. Like it was the trainer who
somebody physically
who developed the relationship with her. Yeah. It's not gonna be the guy to meet her at the. But she can't meet nobody
at
the club.
Sauce it on her booty.
Yeah,
and
yeah
squat.
She can't meet nobody.
One more.
It's got somebody that she's been knowing for a while.
They had to work their way into that thing.
I thought that was inappropriate. Excuse me, not inappropriate, but that was like what he said—a stab at my husband. At this point, like, bitch, you present yourself
as a happy wife, right? But
what she said too, though. But he presented
your husband's on there.
If you're upset, you don't have someone in your DM. That means you want someone.
That's
in your DM. That's the problem. There's the issue.
I didn't take it as that.
Well, you have to.
She said he presents himself as a happy husband.
There's no talking
in his DM.
But you got to understand.
It's still people stroking his ego. He still know he got girls.
He shoots 35-foot 3-pointers in the NBA Finals and nothing but net.
The
only person she should worry about complimenting her is Steph Curry.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. She
doesn't know that. That's other women.
And that's so unrealistic because we all do it for sport. Even when you got somebody, why do we go to the club then? And you married.
Because she wants to
have a good time somewhere else.
I'm going
to have a good time. I still want to know I got it. I want somebody. I'm going home. Like, hey, old girl was on my head. I'm going home.
We don't walk down the street and I say,
they still
want
to know you got it. You don't want to know they still got it.
I was cute.
A chick want to know she still got it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm on the same. We saying the same thing. She want to know she still got it.
That's my point, though. That's a stab at Steph because obviously he's not letting her know.
Nobody got to tell me I got it.
But you
got
to understand, though.
So you're saying that he's lacking by saying
he's lacking, but she's putting him out there. That's what that is. That was a blast.
That was a blast.
But you got to understand.
That's how I look at it.
That's what the whole social media is. It's all like.
Should nobody tell you more than you? Should nobody tell you more than I tell you? Anybody I ever dated, they'll tell you. I compliment my girl every 10 minutes. I know she get compliments.
Could you imagine the girls were in his DM though?
I'm saying, imagine me and her.
Tell her her and Aisha and her.
Who don't want to hit Aisha Curry?
Right.
Who don't want to hit Steph Wade? She don't want to hit it. The whole hood want to hit it.
Didn't she know that?
Shit, you crazy. You don't want Steph. You crazy. You know what comes with that?
She's got about 3 kids.
You know how much hush money you get?
Right. Right. That's a bag, too.
All that baggage.
All that baggage. What baggage? She got to keep it quiet. You'll be the best side chick in the world.
Yes.
I would definitely... Man, what? You can fire me now.
I just Steph got side nigga jeans. That's all. My name is Tesoro. That's Egyptian. That's over there. Son of a king. Like I'm really bored.
This is my real name.
I mean, but it was put on me. See, my real name is Tesoro. Okay. My nickname is Duke.
Oh shit!
So put it all together. So it was all created. I was created. When I come out the house, mariachi.
So you can't be a second. You can't be a side nigga. Is basically what you're saying.
I ain't playing that. How on this 50 of y'all for one of us? How can I play side nigga? I'm king. Like that don't even make no sense. Like that's for a beta male in the lane to be, or a nigga that's just nasty. He's just nasty and just want to freak.
You gotta be very content for that.
Yeah, that's sure. Not. Yeah,
if we like freaks, then you've been the side dude.
No,
because
no,
she got a lot of dudes.
Like, she not my girl.
And neither is Aisha Curry.
They pleasure.
Steph's girl.
No, I'd rather have a pleasure. Pleasure girls don't kiss. Steph Curry wife want to kiss. She wants.
I'm
some
kissing
emotions.
Her.
Yeah. Wait, say that one more time.
I'm giving her
about
some sugar.
She about to end this shit. I don't get it.
She gets some sugar for me, Steph.
Pleasure
girls don't want to kiss.
Pleasure girls?
What do you mean by that? I don't get it.
You don't want to kiss girls.
Pleasure girls.
I don't get it.
I mean, I don't kiss everybody. I don't kiss everybody.
Well, pleasure.
I kiss my husband.
Y'all not pleasure girls. Pleasure girls work at Onyx. What you say?
Yeah.
They work at Onyx. They work the ones that's glorified. Where's Onyx? Pleasure girls.
What is Onyx?
We gonna take you to Onyx.
It's like in that word.
Yeah, we can do Onyx.
It sound like drip.
We're gonna shout out. We're coming to an end. Sorry, but
quick hour. That
yes,
was quick.
I know, right?
Jamie said, "What did you do to me?"
I know, right? Good shit.
Happy Tuesday.
We're gonna shout out Instagram, social media, ways to get in contact with James. Go ahead, say the name of the company.
Just get a hold of Jessely and she'll put you in contact with me. It's pretty simple.
For the best screen printing in the D.
I keep it low.
Like, don't blow up.
Duke or what's your name? King the
No, my name is my name is Tesoro.
Oh, King Tesoro.
King, that's right. You get this shit right. No.
Social
Instagram
media.
Instagram is at Detroit Music Capital.
Cool. If you're trying to be a rapper, singer.
No, not trying to be. I need you to really be serious. Like, trying. I don't even use that
real
word.
MC.
You better be ready.
I'm sorry.
All right. We got Corey and... I always
want to
call you.
Deshaun. After 9. Oh, I'm Jalene.
He's Jalene.
You can find me. You can find me online. Online, right? You can find me at Walk Fashion Show on Instagram, Walk Fashion Show, Facebook, Twitter, all that. You know, and then you can find me my real name on Instagram, Deshaun.Franklin.
Do you have any social media, sir?
He old school. He got Moco Space. Yeah. No, I'm not switching. That's what I can do.
This morning. Skin's the man.
Skinny's back.
Skin71 on Instagram.
Skinny's
Corey
back.
Corey Hall, my regular name on Facebook.
We love it. And he's single. And he's single, too. And her husband is on here. All right.
You can find me, Latrice Delgado, @make_it_ on Instagram or Facebook, and as well as The Styling Closet.
And me and Latrice about to be working together.
We about to be working.
Yes.
And I'll be working with Deshaun May 26th.
Again, thank you. May 26th.
Hey, listen. I know it's the movement weekend. And you know, that's cool. But then there's another movement happening at the Charles H. Wright Museum Walk Fashion Show. We back home, y'all. 26th city, 3-country tour. But home is home. We right here in Detroit. Make sure you support. Quit telling me how great a job we doing without coming to the show. I don't want to hear that. That's nonsense. Support. And support means buy a ticket.
Absolutely.
When I get a Berkeley Closet shirt, I'm not getting it for free. I'm going to support. I'm going to buy it.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's support real. Is buying and purchasing tickets. So quit saying you're supporting by going to an event. No, you're not supporting by getting on the guest list. You're supporting by buying an album, buying a shirt. You're supporting by getting styled. You're supporting by getting some Berkeley's Closet. And you're supporting by buying a ticket to Walk Fashion Show. That's real support, all right?
Get
you
involved.
Go to everywhere else. You go everywhere else and don't ask for no discount. Don't ask for no discount here. That's how we live, all right? Support, support, support. Walk Fashion Show. Support the movement. We love y'all.
Love it. And thanks again for listening to Closet Conversations. Good night. God bless. Hope you inspire us.